Here's a thought about minimum focus distance. Last week in my podcast, I was discussing a challenge that I'm just about to face because I'm going to be working my way down the Oregon coast, which I've spent 40 or 50 years photographing. Most of the places I'm going all are going to be places that I've been to before, photographed often successfully. And so I don't want to repeat myself. I want to photograph them with fresh eyes. And so I was expressing in the podcast that I could use some ideas. If anybody had some suggestions about how to go back to places you photographed before but not repeat yourself, to go back with fresh eyes, I'd love some suggestions. And a number of people sent me some really terrific ideas and suggestions, and I'm so grateful. The one that has really piqued my curiosity, however, so far, is a suggestion about exploring minimum focus distance with my lenses. So the idea is to rack your lens out so that it's at minimum focus distance, maybe even zoom all the way out, which ought to be really fun with my 50 to 200 millimeter zoom for Micro Four Thirds. That's a 400 millimeter equivalent. So it's not really macro photography at that level, but exploring minimum focus distance will imply, of course, minimum depth of field and a different kind of perspective than you normally use. Every once in a while, I'll find myself pushing minimum focus distance, but I've never done it as a project. So I think this is going to be all kinds of fun. I'm going to try, anyway, to use this not exclusively, but from time to time. I'll set my lens at minimum focus distance and just see what I can find, see how I compose, see how this will change the way I see. I don't know if I'll have any success with it, never having done it before, but I do know this, that it's going to shake up my visual habits. And that's part of the objective, is to try to see with fresh eyes. And this technique may be one of the great ways to do it.